This is Pastor Lee Pickett from Fellowship Baptist Church in Watertown, New York, and I am your pastor for the day. Today I'd like us to turn to Mark chapter 1 and verse number 12. Immediately following the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ, we read this, "And immediately the Spirit driveth him into the wilderness, and he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted of Satan, and was with the wild beast, and the angels ministered unto him. Now after that, John was put in prison. Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye, and believe the gospel. Now as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said unto them, Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. And straightway they forsook their nets and followed him. And when he had gone a little farther thence, he saw James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, who also were in the ship, mending their nets. And straightway he called them, and they left their net, their father Zebedee, in the ship with their hired servants, and went after him. And they went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day he entered into the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority, and not as the scribes." The Gospel of Mark is a gospel of action. We've stated it before, and I want to reemphasize that the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, all attest to certain aspects of the personality of our Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew portrays our Lord Jesus Christ as the King. Mark portrays our Lord Jesus Christ as the servant. Luke portrays our Lord Jesus Christ as the man that came from heaven. John illustrates for us and reflects for us that Jesus Christ is God. He is deity. He is the one who created all the world, the sacrifice, the sinless sacrifice for all the world, for the sins of every man. Mark is this gospel of action because to be a servant requires action. The writer's John Mark, the same John Mark who was at the center of that separation between Barnabas and Paul we read about later. Probably written around 60 AD. The Roman culture was a culture of death, and they certainly needed a good, clear gospel message of mercy, grace, and action. And that would have appealed to them. The gospel records the actions of our Lord Jesus Christ. His actions prove his authority in the world. A servant is to be under authority or to follow the lead of another. We are to follow the leadership of our good shepherd, the great shepherd, the King of the universe, the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus was truly doing the will of the Father, and so was a servant to the purpose and plans of the Godhead. In the text we just read, there are three scenes for the earthly ministry of Jesus Christ in which he shows us authority to the world. There are three things are this. He showed his authority in the temptation, his authority in his preaching, and his authority in the commanding of the powers of darkness. The book of Mark, serves as an example of what the Lord is trying to accomplish in us as his children. The plan of God is to make us like the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to read to you Romans chapter number 8, now verse 28 to 32. We see this, and we know that all things, child of God, all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And his purpose is what? For whom he did foreknow, that's the believer. He also did predestinate, that's the believer, predetermined, to be conformed to the image of his Son, that we might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified, that's the saved. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. We're as good as in heaven. And you need to let that be an encouragement to you today. What shall we say then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? If you want the outline for this, I'll real quickly give it to you, and then we'll close off this segment. His authority in the temptation is Mark chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. His authority in preaching is Mark chapter 1, verse 14 to 22. And then finally, his authority in his actions were in commanding of the devils of the world is in Mark chapter 1, verse 23 and 28. All things are under his feet. What should you do about that? Child of God, serve the Lord as a servant. Walk in the authority. Understand that authority is so vitally important in your life. And this is Pastor Lee Pickett, and I pray that you would have a blessed day, and I have been your pastor for the day.